I think the task force was very useful for me in trying to figure out if town council was something that mm-hmm. would be doable and worthwhile and all of those sorts of things. And I say that because folks in town have very strong opinions about what should be done with that property on Legion Road. And the stakeholders in the task force were like a really amazing little microcosm for the town, where I had this diversity of opinions, lots of different people with lots of different ideas, and they believed in their ideas very strongly. And it reminded me of what you hear when you walk around town, development versus conservation, you know, and everything in between. And so in the first meeting of the task force, it was time to elect a chair, and folks had strong opinions about what to do, and I didn't have a strong horse in the race. I just felt that I could do a good job of making sure everybody's voices were heard. So I ran, and I was elected chair, which was an honor, and then I took it very seriously. And at each successive meeting of our diverse and passionate group, I tried my level best to make sure that every different kind of opinion, the school board and the neighbors and the business interests and the parks and rec interests and all of these groups had an equal voice at the table. And miraculously, we were able to achieve consensus on this, you know, list of development principles and different recommendations to council. And I felt empowered by that in the sense that this is doable. I have the personality traits that make it possible to build consensus from a diverse group of people. I think I could do that exact same thing in a council position. And I think politics is not a great place for ideologues. I know that's where they end up these days, but I don't see myself as strongly advocating for a particular position, and that's it. I see myself much more moderate and practical and listening to those people. I love their passion, and we need it. Stay angry. You know, fight for what you want, and let me help you make sure that all those people who are fighting for what they want get a voice at the table, and we can try to figure out a way to give you a little bit of what you want and this other guy a little bit of what he wants, and kind of keep that character of our town intact.
Other than trying to make sure everybody not only feels that their voice is heard, but it's incorporated into that, are there any other specific goals that you have?
They're not like, this is going wrong and I want to change it. They're very sort of visionary, like what I would see for the future of our town. So I'm a big fan of sort of green technology and renewable energy and all of that sort of sustainable technology. And I think Chapel Hill is in a really unique position of being able to be at the forefront, sort of a leader, leading by example in the state and hopefully beyond. So I would love to see, you know, we've got these solar panels that are on McDougal and Chapel Hill, and I would love to see more of that, those sorts of initiatives where, you know, I could imagine articles and things written about Chapel Hill as being at the, you know, at the forefront of that kind of innovation.